Rashard Mendenhall made some very controversial comments on his Twitter page. In case you haven't seen them or heard them, I'll read them quickly for you here. He said, "What kind of person celebrates death? It's amazing how people can hate a man they have never even heard speak." Of course, he's talking about the death of Osama bin Laden. He went on to say, "We've only heard one side. We'll never know what really happened. I just have a hard time believing a plane could take a skyscraper down demolition style." The Steelers now, trying to distance themselves from those comments, immediately put out a statement basically saying his beliefs are not our beliefs, and they're not sure why he would put something like that out there. The big issue here, though, and this is, we've seen it already and it's not going away, how do NFL teams deal with their athletes and social media?
I've said this already many times on this show. If I were an owner or a pro or a college coach, I would ban all of my players from using Twitter as long as they were on my team, because it's just too dangerous, and most players aren't experienced enough to handle the dangers of Twitter. I deeply believe in freedom of speech, obviously, but if a player is taking a salary from a pro football team, he is representing that football team, and in this case, unfortunately, Steeler Nation.
And the league.
And the league, for that matter. So if Rashard wants to, and I know him a little bit, he's a very deep guy, and I do respect him as a thinker, whether you agree or disagree
right.
with his beliefs.
Right.
If he wants to retire and blog all of his thoughts, God bless him. This is America. But in the split second it took to hit send on the first tweet, he has put his organization and his teammates in a very difficult position that could affect them and impact
and himself.
Them next year.
I mean, even, you know, his future.
Well, I don't want to say I totally disagree with Skip. I see where you're coming from. But I think it's very hard to actually make this happen. When you said it earlier, I thought you were talking about all athletes. You know, not just individual teams, but it's an individual decision. You know, but I thought you were saying all athletes. I just think it's very difficult to stop, even though they represent an organization, to stop somebody from doing something that they do on their social time. There have been six players so far this season that have been arrested or cited for DWIs in baseball alone.
Right.
So do you stop them from drinking? That's much more dangerous than tweeting. But it's the same thing. It's what you do on your social time. You're still a representative of the team. So does that equate? Do you still?
How would you handle it? You're a team owner. You're a league commissioner.
At some point, there has to be some responsibility taken on their side and them understanding what happens to them if they do go out of here and do something that's out of line, that's not representative of where we stand by as a company.
Consequences.
We have to do this here. We have to. Disney. It's the same thing. We can't say anything out of place without Disney, and we've been told that. We've had the memo, we've had the meeting.
I think the difference, though, is that you're paid for your opinion to write and to speak, and these NFL players are paid to perform.
But if we do something that puts in the bad light of ownership and we're still representatives
sure.
of that company,
oh, yeah,
they have
still
the right to reprimand
the company.
I don't think they have the right to reprimand me to not use social media on my own time.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Teddy, what do you think?
I wonder if his comments would have been the same if he had lost a family member in one of those buildings.